Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let's take some phone calls. Hi, you're on with Dan Soder, Robert Kelly, and Paul Verzi. Hello?
Hi, Patty. How are you guys?
Are you from England?
Yes, crazy town, England.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Okay, I'm as useless as a condom in a convent.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of condoms in convents. I don't know if you've heard the news.
There's a lady we call Crazy Patty.
Hi, Crazy Patty. How's the flowers where you are, doll?
She's killed them
the
all.
The flowers grow better when there's music.
Oh, you can't? Oh,
you can't say that? Why can't you say that?
Because you described a bodily... Yeah. I can't even describe what
it's
I can't
it's
say.
It's medical.
Let no, me just say it's something. Not medical.
Let
who
let
does
just what? Say something.
It's medical. Machida, the champion, the UFC
bonfire,
champion.
You can say that.
UFC champion every morning does that.
What if you're a baseball player and you do it on your hands so you get calluses to grip the bat better?
In that context, if we were telling a story, did you hear that Pedro Malone?
You didn't let me finish. That helps old crazy. It helps crazy. Nope.
Yeah, no science behind that.
Bobby is helping me realize how big a dorks the FCC are.
Right.
Can't describe it.
No, you want it gets worse.
Fluid.
You could say certain words. I can call you, I could say Dan Soder.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
Whoa.
But I can't say Pete Davidson.
Sure has.
I can't say that. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is weird. That is
ridiculous.
Weird.
So if I was telling a news story and I was like, this Major League Baseball player says he urinates on his own feet every day in order to kill bacteria, that's a news story. Well, but if you were going to say,
you didn't let me finish.
You know what the guy does? He puts in his
When you're lonely, do you sit in a corner in your hand and then you sip it?
It was a pretty funny line.
It wasn't. Bobby, I loved it.
Thank you.
It wasn't you. Anyway, Crazy Patty, what can we do for you?
Well, have you talked to the tattoo artist yet?
Yes. It's Crazy Patty wants to get a tattoo of me and a tattoo of Jesus on each breast.
I want to get a tattoo of her cowlick.
That's a good cowlick. No. As a cowlick.
Anyway, when can we get the tattoo done?
We're looking at next week, maybe like for Valentine's Day.
Not Valentine's Day. Well, I want it before Valentine's Day.
Why?
Please, Mike. Because it hurts, and I want to get it done before my event on Valentine's Day.
Tell them what your event is, but let them know also that you're a married woman whose husband called the cops on her last week because, I don't know, he tried to have her Baker acted or something. But tell them what your event is on Valentine's Day. What are we doing?
We're having a... an orgy.
No, we're not. No.
No.
I'm in.
You and Medicine Man are going to make sweet love to each other in the style of dogs in a hotel room.
What?
That's right.
And you make
and what
one
do you
noise.
Sound like when you do it? What do you do?
I'm out.
This is the most Florida call ever.
Yeah.
You're out? You were in before?
I was in.
Until a certain point?
I was like, all right, this is sensual. That's the noises? I'm out now.
I was out at the beginning. I'm back in.
I leaned in and then leaned back. You guys saw Crazy Patty. Joey, if you can put up what Medicine Man looks like so they can see that as well.
Bobby, it's quite something. Medicine Man.
What was he?
Patty, how old are you?
67.
You look great. God bless, Patty.
Now go back to Medicine Man. He's there. He's in the scene.
There he is.
Hey. Looks like my parents' friend. My friend's parents. Yeah.
Looks like Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yeah. Does he do off-roids? He does that.
Yeah, they're going to make a new strand of AIDS.
Yeah. That fights other AIDS.
Yeah, fights other AIDS.
And there's Patty.
I think Patty's adorable.
Why don't you make sweet love to her?
I would make sweet love to her. I would do.
Patty, what do you think about that?
Wow, I like it.
All right, I'm out again. I don't want her to like it.
Patty, why don't you bark it up for him?
I'm here.
What?
Goodbye, Patty.
Dude, I hope she's at the port waiting for you to get on the boat.
She's in your room. Oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to bring
you,
her.
Are you, Bobby?
So funny. Mike gets annoyed.
I'm staying with you.
Mike gets annoyed because she can't hear well.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have patience.
What?
I'm on a phone.
Bye.
Yeah. An orgy is multiple people, so.
Right. Yeah, no. I don't want you guys thinking that we were going to be there for that. It's just those two.
We're just setting those two up because she's in a loveless marriage and Medicine Man hasn't been laid. Ever?
15 years.
Yeah.
So. Really? That guy's never been late? He never went to like a karaoke bar on a Tuesday? And
but that's
up?
Not real, right?
That guy looks
that's 100% real.
Like, you guys are setting that up?
Yeah,
And she's married?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the husband is okay with it?
No. I didn't run it by him.
The husband. He's getting involved, like he's friends with him. He goes, hold on real quick. She's cool about this. I just, again, I know both of them. I'm friends. No disrespect.
You want to call back and ask him?
Either one. No disrespect to either one of them, but you guys set this up.
Why does Paul care so much?
You were talking about the husband that had her Baker acted? Yeah, I don't know whether he cares.
Patty just said, why is Verzi C-blocking me?
Hey, could you tell Paul to shut up?
Listen, let my wife do whatever she wants to do, as long as she's off my skin.
Yeah, you want to speak please. You want to speak to the man that's going to make sweet love to Patty?
Yeah, dude.
Medicine Man, say hello to Paul Verzi.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Paul Rosie?
That's his new name. Paul Rosie.
All week on the cruise.
Paul Rosie.
Polly Rosie.
What's up, Medicine Man?
Oh yeah, I'm still in the days of being at last night's Seven Us concert, but you know
he's a year younger week. Than my father.
Oh, okay,
will you fight my father at the next punch out?
I have to think about it.
All right, think about it. Hey, are you excited about making sweet love to Patty next week?
Kind of.
In the style of dogs.
I know it's gonna be a lot of bones thrown to us. I guess.
A lot of what?
Bones. It's been a lot of bones thrown to us.
This is what you do to prepare. This is what you do to prepare. Go get a box of mothballs and just keep it under your nose for a day.
Stuff them in a frozen turkey and go to town. All right, I got to go, man. Goodbye.
Wow, you really you have no patience for this.
No, people. You don't want to hear much more of that. Let's call
We've been dealing with these people for a long time, Bobby. You're just on vacation.
You're right.
We live here.
Yeah, absolutely right.
It's like talking to your friend's parents. You go, get out of the kitchen. My mom's nuts. Can you leave her alone, please? Yeah. She's going through a weird thing with my dad.
Let's call Pete Davidson.
I don't think he'll pick up. He won't pick up.
I'm scared they both crossed.
I know, right? But I remember
he changes his number also like a drug dealer.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, I got like 7 texts. Just, hey, this is the new one. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't want Ariana Grande texting me in the middle of the night anymore. Yeah.
I have his first number he gave me years ago, and it's a Filipino old woman. I talk to her all the time.
You type Pete. You look for Pete.
How does he know? Here.
This is why I love soda. He knows Pete. A Filipino accent.
I know Tagalog. You want to know? I don't know Tagalog. That's pretty. Is that good? That's just made up. No, I don't. Pete changes his number like a drug dealer. So
you're saying the number I have for him is wrong?
I probably.
Yes.
Yeah, it's years old.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But he was so easy to give it out, though.
He changed it 3 times. He changed it 3 times within an 8-month span. That's definitely not the number.
That's when you know you're famous. I haven't changed mine in 30 years.
I have the same one. Me neither.
I have sell one number.
Dude, sell one.
Kiosk at a mall. Yeah.
The guy sold Bobby the phone going, this is the future, dude. Yeah. Everyone's going to have cell phones. Bobby goes,
just give me the number. What's the number, dude? Can they reach it from a landline?
My first phone had a handle on it.
Yeah. Oh, big. Hey, seriously. I got questions for him.
All right, CNN. Let's hit it.
I want to call him. Let's call him.
Uh-oh.
Let's play Who Will He Answer For? Dan, you call first. If he doesn't answer, then Verzi will try. And then Bobby will try.
I don't have his number.
Yeah, but at least we'll get to talk to some Filipino lady.
I'm not friends with Pete like that. I like Pete, but these guys are know him.
I know he's changed it since the last time I've talked to him. Because I think Jay got the new change and I didn't. And I
but what do you want to know, Mike? What are the questions?
First of all, I want to check in. I'm from Staten Island, so the fact that there's another Staten Island guy. Pete's been on the show. He made me very mad years ago. And I'd like to talk to him about that. I'd like to fix the situation.
What did he do?
Oh.
He lied right through his Crohn's disease.
What did he say?
So I was and this is before he dated anyone famous, before he was just on one season of Saturday Night Live. He he's going to the Improv. We have him booked to be on the show. I'm so excited. I'm pumping it up for... I get on the air and I get a call after the show. Pete's agent called. He's not going to be able to come in tomorrow. His Crohn's disease is really bad. And he can call from the phone. It's real. It's legit. He's really sick. And I was like... And I hate phoners. I'm like, I'm not doing a phoner. But I really wanted to talk to him.
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, we'll do a phoner. And we did it. And it was awful. Not because of him, but because phoners just suck and the connection was sucked. Right. So then I went to the show. And that son of a bitch didn't have Crohn's disease. He wanted to go to Harry Potter Land at Universal Studios. And he blew us off to go to Harry Potter. But then he got too high that he didn't wake up in time. I hope it bothers him now.
Can I say one thing? The Harry Potter thing is amazing. Literally amazing.
I know.
Wait, was it one of those things where you found all that information out because he talked about it on stage?
Yeah, I almost stood up and went, liar!
That is the best.
In the middle of the show.
Wow. You know what?
Whole impression is gone.
Literally, you're a professional broadcaster.
I'm serious, where you could talk like an adult.
Well, why don't you be serious right now and keep it together?
Let's tell the FCC grow up.
I put that one on Pete.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it was me.
I can't control when the spirits grab me.
Right.
I can't control
it. Redo it because the people didn't get to hear it, but the truth is what he said was...
He went on stage.
I was there, and he got on stage, and he said that... He got so excited he was getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to Harry Potter World.
That's so funny.
And they got so high that he missed it anyway. And I was like, so basically you blew off my show and didn't even go to Harry Potter World, you son of a bitch. Yeah. I hope your wand gets stuck.
Oh wow. I was supposed to wake up, but I didn't.
What the hell?
That's my Pete Davidson. Are you guys? It's from when he was 15. Are you guys upset at me? I don't know. It
sounds like a Gollum did stand up.
It's pretty damn good, Pete Davidson. He's living the life right now. You know?
Is he, though? I mean, feel like any second he's going to die. We're going to put him in a death row.
No, God forbid. Right.
Well, I'm not wishing him apart.
That's not like really him, right?
I don't know.
Carmen?
He says it is. I don't know how to verify.
Let him. Who cares? Just let him in.
Do you know who it is?
Have him spell his name.
No, I wouldn't know.
Does it say? Yeah. Is it supposed to be
the guy on line one? No, the guy on line one says he's Jan Levon, the Polka King, the one I told you about.
There's no way this is going to be good either way.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, this is the Polka King.
Is this the Polka King of Tampa? Right.
No, of the world.
Damn. I'm so mad. You told me to watch it. I was going to
watch it. Yet.
I fell asleep.
What is it?
Listen, if you didn't watch it, then what we're going to talk about?
I watched it. I went to dinner with these gentlemen last night, and I tried to tell him. Let me explain to the listening audience and the other guys in the room. There's a movie on Netflix that I came across with Jack Black called The Polka King.
Okay.
And or The King of Polka. And Polka King. And it is a real life story about this gentleman, Jan Levon, who was the Polka King of Pennsylvania, and then he got into some trouble and he went to jail and then he got out and he had a whole rebirth. And then I found right after the show, there's a documentary showing you the same story but with real people. Oh man. Yeah. You don't understand. This is the equivalent of Elvis calling me right now.
Yeah. And come on. Anybody who watched the Polka King should watch the documentary as well. And then they have the whole picture. All right?
Yes.
So that's the one. But last Saturday, I did the show Block Party here in West Palm Beach in Florida. We have a couple thousand people. And... we talk about all of this past and this. And the one gentleman said, hey, you have to call this number. That's why I'm calling you. They talk about you.
Yes.
So I didn't have a chance to ask him, do they talk about me bad or good?
No.
But I'm taking chances and I'm calling you.
No, so. Listen to me, Mr. Jan Levon. Yeah. You and I have been communicating on Facebook. I've said to you, when I found out you lived in Florida, I got very excited because we're in Tampa and our show is very popular, but we also have a band. And I was like, we need to do a show with us and the Polka King, Jan Levon.
I recall that contact on the Facebook. Yes.
Let me tell you, I saw this movie. The movie was good. But then the documentary after it, it really... So let me explain to some of the highlights to the people who may not have seen it. Jan Levon was the Polka King, and then he got into what was like a pyramid-type scheme. He was he was taking money into people investing in Jan Levon, and he was promising them returns with interest, which he was paying off.
Okay.
But then it kind of got out of control, and he was having to use the new money coming in to pay the interest on the old money, and it caught up with him, and it got out. He's not a bad person.
Yeah.
He got caught up in a bad thing.
Right.
And then he ended up going to jail. And while in jail, this lovely man that you see on the got stabbed in the neck because they put him in a jail with killers, and then comes out of jail and goes back into the poker circuit and becomes the poker king again. And they make movies about him now. That's a pretty strong life, sir.
Thank you. Well, when I was in the jail, I wrote the song. It's called Rapping Polka.
Yeah.
And then I put the whole life up there because when I heard all of these inmates was rapping the thank you, Jesus, and all kinds of things. You know, they were doing such a great job. I said, what's wrong to make it polka in rap?
Why not?
Yeah. And that went all the way to Hollywood. And one after other, boom, 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 and I got the movie. So now that really put me in different spotlight.
The movie is good. But the documentary is really...
So the documentary is the thing to watch.
Well, no, you want to watch the movie. Let me tell you, this is what I recommend. Watch the movie first.
Okay.
Because the movie will take some liberties because it's a movie and they got to tell 10 stories at one time.
Sure.
And then you're like, how can this be true? And then when you watch the documentary, you're like, oh my God, this is so true.
Yeah.
And then then you find out more stuff in the documentary than they could put in the movie because you got more time.
The documentary's on Netflix, too.
They're both on Netflix. Both. Yeah.
Your Highness, did you feel that Jack Black did a good
job? Did
you feel Jack Black did a good job portraying you?
Yes. We worked like 6 months together. He learned from the day I born, you know, and he told me, John, I'm born to play you. Actually, when they were looking for the cast in Hollywood, he was the first one who called to the producers and said, look at, do not look for anybody else. Yeah. I'm born to play Jan Levon. And then when we work every night for 2 hours on the face, and he really picked up everything so well that I feel very comfortable over that. Although I was a little bit worried, it's very easy to make a mockery from polka, from all of these things. And he really, with the respect, he did an excellent job.
He was likable. Yeah. He made it seem like this is a man who committed a crime. Unintentionally, maybe intentionally, you don't know, but he made it seem he was so likable that it made it seem like he wasn't an evil person. Yeah. He just got caught up in it.
Yeah, that's exactly. Then he starts speaking with my accent and everything that 24 hours. So one night, his wife told him, look, I don't want to sleep with Jan Levon.
She may want to. You don't know.
listen, I love that.
Do you ever come up here this way to Tampa?
Well, what's happened is lately, last Saturday was some agent was from Tampa. He approached me, and he's contacting her right now with Alex Meisner Orchestra, and he's taking care of the contracts. It's possible, yes.
I have to tell you a few things. Yeah. First of all, this show is extremely popular. I'm not even trying to blow smoke up my own butt here, but I'm just letting you know. Yeah. I want my listeners to go and watch these documentaries first. Watch the movie, watch the documentary, so you could like Jan Levon like I do, and then... Once everybody else feels the way I do about it, then we bring you in and we do a show together. Now, we also have a friend named Ronnie D, who used to play in a swing band. His father is Joey D in the Starlighters. He said he and his band would back you up if you came down here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So we need to really make this work. This would be a treat.
Please do. Please do. Now is the time.
Yeah. All right. Now you're hot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and then on top of this, the American greed, did an excellent 1 hour on me. I was the first one who invited them when they called me. They say, can we? And they were very surprised that I said, no, come over, follow me. They say, usually we follow them, and they cover the face. They don't want it beyond. Well, I was on, and I was the first one with, in the history of the American Greek when they cover my expenses. So.
Ah, okay.
That's very sweet.
Well, listen, I enjoy speaking with you. I'd love to have you come
thank
in
you.
Here
thank
and we do a full-on you. Interview with you. And thank you for whoever gave you the number and told them to call.
Yeah, I love that too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
well,
bye.
Have a great day. You don't understand how excited I am.
Yeah,
it's
nuts. Yeah, you just watched a movie about a guy, and he
called
in. I
was telling them last night that they have to watch this movie.
This close to watching it.
Dude, that guy sounds
pierogi baby polka.
Oh, please.
All right, everybody, clap your hands. Yeah.
He's legit polka.
Everybody, you up there too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Levon and Pimple Toddler together.
Yeah, downloading this.
So, I don't want to ruin it for everybody because there's so much more in the documentary. Jan Levon somehow knew the Pope. Not this Pope, but Pope John Paul, the real Pope.
Yeah.
The real Pope. And he put his money out in so many things that he was doing trips over to Poland and would, like, pay them to make the Pope come in and do a private meet and greet. And then also his wife was a beauty queen, and he got in trouble for fixing the beauty pageant. Oh, dude, it's a good story.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. It's a good story.
And I like that Jack Black went that deep with the character.
He really was good.
This man sounds way too sweet to get stabbed in the neck in jail.
Yeah, right? You got to say something. What are you saying nice? He's like, you go first.
No, just watch. Just watch first.
Do you like accordion?
But she makes them just.
Oh, man. All right, listen, I got to take a break. Dan Soder's going to leave.
I got to leave. I'm going to go.
We got to go, too.
Poop and shower.
You jerks.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing you. Listen to me. Thank you, Dan, for getting up early and coming in.
Love you,
Dan. Thank you, Bobby, for getting up early.
I love you.
Thank you, Paul, for answering your hotel room phone.
Yeah, you're the best, man. Great to meet you, dude.
Yeah, you too. This was a fun time. I hope you guys... I'll see you this afternoon. Yeah.
I'll see you on the cruise.
Crazy.
10th floor, baby. 10th floor.
Dude, if you wind up on this cruise, you're just the king.
King of polka?
I mean the king. Yeah. I'll take care of you all week.
Like what? You pay my bills?
I'll do whatever you want all week.
Oh, wow.
We're just
going to
hear polka music.
No, I'm not paying your bills.
Oh,
God, again with the accordion.
Yeah, dude, good to see you, man. Yeah. I love you so much. It's great as always.
Yeah, what's our next? So look.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
If it turns out.
Hog hunting.
Oh, say the word.
I come back down. I want to hunt a hog. I've been watching nonstop footage of guys killing hogs.
With spears?
The spear one's great, but I like the gun one. I like the gun. The helicopter one is nuts.
That's
the
guys, I don't like that.
I know, but they're just flying around clearing them out.
Tell them about the size of the bullet in my car from yesterday.
Ugh. 50 cal.
Yeah, it's
take
beautiful.
You. Yeah, it goes near your neck too close. It'll cut your head off.
Dude, it looked like it was like the length of a butter knife.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's.
I was so scared to shoot it.
Yeah, we should go hog hunting.
Let's go hog hunting.
Let's do it.
We'll take.
Why'd you whisper?
Yeah,
because it's
sexy.
We should. We should. No, we should.
Oh, the hogs! Listen, we're so popular.
Jump on the back of its neck and just.
Let's light some.
Go hog hunting on the cruise.
So people are hog hunting me too.
They go, dude, I got one. I think he's on the 9th floor. I'm gonna get down there.
You know, you chubby. I remember on the cruise, this girl was like, I mean, I ran to her like last night 3 times. And then the last time, she's just like, you know, she walks by. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm just, you know, walking around. She goes, what's wrong with the guys on this cruise? I just want to get some and nobody will give it to me.
Yeah, she said that.
And I went, life is crazy.
Yeah.
And I walked away.
It was a strong moment.
Life is crazy. Yeah. I walked away. I'm just a loser. That was 10 years ago. You want some? You're going to get some.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to my room.
Even if you had the hiccups, you would have done it.
I would have done it.
Fought through.
Uh-huh.
You saw me at the buffet with just some 4.5 eating eggs.
Yeah, dude, I'm gassing up for this one. Got to put some diesel in the tank.
Dan Soder does the best me.
Dad.
But you know what? You do the goddamn best Artie Lang.
I kind of lost it a little.
No,
yeah. I'm in rehab right now. I just... you gotta get. I gotta get the thing in the back of my throat. Howard's the guy. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
My nose. So good. My whole nose fell off in my hand.
If you call me,
I drank it. I drank it. I drank my nose the other day. The Patriots won again. Goddamn, Tom Brady's a freaking champion.
It's the throwaway.
I wish I had his nose.
Yeah. If you were to call me in the middle of the night and be like, "I need money for that," I'd be like, "All right, Artie. Oh, wired. Yeah, no idea."
Yeah.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
I'll take a break. We'll come back after some commercials.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.